conflict in a small Kansas town that began at youth football games became a nucleus for a threatened free speech lawsuit, and that prompted a $75,000 payout. Over the course of about 3 years, Tim Clark, whose children attend school in the roughly 1,000-person city of Quinter in western Kansas, clashed with coaches, parents, and city officials at his son's football games. The single father, who doesn't live in Quinter, expressed his frustrations in a 2022 Facebook post, complaining about playing time and accusing coaches of favoritism. Shortly after that, city officials banned him for life from attending his son's sporting events. In October 2022, then-City Administrator Greg Thomas, Mayor Jeremy Blackwell, and a Gove County Sheriff's deputy confronted Clark in a parking lot outside his son's football practice, and Clark recorded the incident on his phone, including Thomas calling Clark the community's problem. According to a prepared legal complaint alleging First Amendment retaliation, Clark faced the prospect of arrest for attending Quinter Parks and Rec's events. The city rescinded the ban on September 27th of this year, and the party settled the dispute in October for $75,000 before the complaint was filed in court. The draft complaint named Blackwell, Thomas, and the city's recreation director, Daryl Havless, as defendants. City officials didn't fully accept the settlement agreement, with Mayor Blackwell saying that the city only paid a $1,500 deductible, and it was the city's insurance company's recommendation to offer a settlement, despite heavy protests from the city. He said the city had no say in the decision, and they still strongly oppose that decision and are currently evaluating their options with other carriers. Blackwell, who is also the assistant fire chief for the Quinter Fire Department, said all decisions before the settlement came directly from him, and they consider this situation behind them. A Hays man was arrested earlier this month on a charge of sexual exploitation of a child. According to Deputy Hays Police Chief Brian Dawson, 24-year-old Jonathan Alexander Weigel of Hays was arrested on a criminal threat charge, and upon further investigation, police found that Weigel had allegedly solicited inappropriate photos from a 15-year-old Ellis County girl. He is now also facing additional charges of interference of a law enforcement officer and sexual exploitation of a child. U.S. Senator Roger Marshall, M.D. of Kansas, is proud to announce the removal of the Midwest Plains proposed transmission line from the U.S. Department of Energy's National Interest Electric Transmission Corridor project. After months of relentless advocacy, including numerous roundtables and meetings with every county that would have been impacted, Senator Marshall took Kansas's feedback and amplified their concerns directly to the Department of Energy. Senator Marshall's persistence has successfully stopped this flawed proposal in its tracks. Senator Marshall said Kansans living in the path of this proposed transmission line corridor spoke loud and clear. They do not want the federal government dictating what happens in their backyards. Kansans should always determine what is built in Kansas, not federal bureaucrats, and this proposal represented a dangerous overreach of federal authority, turning our backyards into pathways for delivering energy to the coastal elites. He said as soon as they heard of this project, they immediately went to the Department of Energy and fought back, and they're glad to report that they won this battle, and Kansans' voices were heard at the highest levels. On Monday, the U.S. Department of Energy announced it had narrowed the number of proposed transmission line corridors from 10 to 3, and as part of that process, the Midwest Plains Corridor, which would have started in southwest Kansas and ended in Illinois, was removed from the list of corridors. The removal of the corridor was a direct result of the senator's work and outreach by Kansas to the Department of Energy.